In just 2 years, the self-described Islamic State group has gone from being a loose coalition of Islamist rebel groups to a formidable fighting force that controls swathes of Syria and Iraq. This has been America's response so far, limited airstrikes. It will not be enough to defeat the terrorists, says Thomas Heghammer, director of terrorism research at the Norwegian Defence Research Establishment in Oslo.
Airstrikes alone are not sufficient. They might just stir the hornet's nest.
Speaking Tuesday, US President Barack Obama again ruled out putting American troops on the ground in Iraq.
American combat troops will not be returning to fight in Iraq. Will not allow the United States to be dragged back into another ground war in Iraq, because ultimately it is up to the Iraqis to bridge their differences and secure themselves.
There is an element of gamesmanship in the diplomatic strategy between the West and Iraq, says Thomas Heghammer.
The tendency for kind of local countries to wait for a big country like the U.S. to step in and foot the bill in terms of money and human costs. So the challenge is to avoid that, to get the local actors more involved, to take more of the cost.
The current inaction is strengthening ISIS, says Shiraz Meher of the International Centre for the Study of Radicalisation at King's College London.
At the moment, there is absolutely no momentum or appetite to put boots on the ground in Syria or Iraq. And without that, unfortunately, it looks impossible to challenge ISIS. The Syrian and Iraqi armies aren't capable of doing it. No Arab force is going to do it, even if it has the capability to do so. And that's what makes ISIS such a potent threat.
Recent actions by ISIS, including the slaughter of Christian and Yazidi minorities and the beheading of US journalist James Foley, appear to be designed to provoke the West, says Thomas Heghammer.
ISIS might want sort of medium-sized Western intervention in Iraq, one that's big enough to give ISIS political credibility and help them with recruitment, but one that's not large enough to dent them seriously in military terms.
Several Western countries have begun arming Kurdish forces. That will give them the capability to take on ISIS, insists the Kurdistan Regional Government's representative in London, Bayan Sami Abdulrahman.
We're not calling for boots on the ground. We have our own boots. We have the Peshmerga. They're the legal, legitimate army of Kurdistan. But we are calling for more assistance, particularly more airstrikes, weapons for the Peshmerga, logistical support and sharing of intelligence.
Whether such Western support will lead to the defeat of the Islamic State remains uncertain, but the United States and its allies are resolute that ground troops will not be returning to the deserts of Iraq anytime soon. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.